welcome back to our podcast. This time, it's me and Misaki. I'm going to tell her about my trip and what we did.
Wait, sorry, Megan. Let me make space because I have a bunch of stuff here. Wait, you know what, Megan? Actually,
you that works. Here. Because, you know, if I type this in a Word document, it's going to take forever. Have you ever had, like, a 10-page paper due tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah,
I have. College life, but you're not a college student yet.
Not yet, but I have had stuff like that. Okay.
So, let me... I can do my camera roll. Start from... Mm-hmm. Well, we made a special message for August. So, August. Or... And we called Daisy. And when Eli was here. And August brushed his teeth by himself. He woke up. He changed his clothes. He walked. And he actually did freak out when Daisy woke him up to go to the nannies.
Oh. Bye.
And he's like...
He didn't want to be separated from his mom and dad.
Oh, no. Because he hates waking up.
Oh.
Morning. He says... And then he waved, and then he said, hug. The screen, he said, hug.
Oh, cute.
At least he knows how to say hug. And I'm like, I'm impressed. He can brush his teeth by himself. Okay, let... Mm-hmm. Now my to-do list is check off, because I'm going to say in this podcast what we did. So, yeah. We get on the airplane. We arrive at the airport.
Uh-huh.
First thing we do, obviously, we go get our bags, go to our hotel. We settled into our hotel.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I picked where we're sleeping. And then that night, I thought we were just going to relax, but we actually did something the first night. We watched the show. Okay. We watched Mystère, which is the French word for mystery.
Oh.
And by the way, there's at the beginning, there's a jokester that, mm-hmm. that like, jokes around, takes people to the wrong seat. They're, looks at a ticket and walks people to the wrong seat.
Oh, bye. Wait,
and
that's
then
funny.
Throws popcorn at people and jokes around. That's part of the show, though.
There's part.
He threw, like, 4 buckets of popcorn at people. That's such a waste.
That is kind of a waste. Like, dang, I would have eaten that.
And I'm like, who's going to clean up the popcorn on the floor?
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. What's your janitor?
And there was, like, ventriloquism, and, you know, the jokester guy? Mm-hmm. He said, we can see your lips moving. I was dying. Mm-hmm. The ventriloquist. And then they cut off the puppet's head. Is that part of the show? They cut off the puppet's head. That's mm-hmm. part of the show. They cut off the puppet's head.
Yeah.
And there was this... And there is a baby scenes at the show mm-hmm. where the baby got its ball stuck and has hard trouble getting up.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept saying, like, they do that at all shows. Like, he picks somebody in the audience to be Papa, and they shine it. Isn't that embarrassing? Papa?
Yeah.
And Natsumi and I made videos every night of what we did and how our day was. By the way, she snored. Natsumi snores, and she keeps kicking me.
Bye.
And waking me up.
Yeah, Natsumi rolls around and kicks people.
I thought you grow out of that at, like, age 4. I mean, I roll around, but I don't kick it. I thought she grow out of that at, like, age 9.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't grow out of it. So, the first morning at our hotel, so I'm just going through. Mm-hmm. We ate this, we went to the hotel food court, mm-hmm. but the breakfast I chose, it tasted so plain. Is it because I didn't put any sauce on it? But I know, even maybe. With the sauce, it still tastes so plain. This isn't like the in California, like in Japan, uh-huh. and here, we actually have flavoring,
mm-hmm.
but over there, there's no flavoring.
Yeah.
And that's why we were so lazy, she decided to wear her pajamas downstairs to go to breakfast. She didn't want to change out her pajamas.
Or me.
Then we decided to go on the New York, New York mm-hmm. roller coaster. By the way, $19 per ticket. Literally $19 per ticket.
$19 per ticket.
Wow. Per ticket. And we went to Hershey's Chocolate World. So this is... We're just going to say everything all at once. Look, this is Hershey's Chocolate Statue of Liberty right here. See?
Mm-hmm.
It's all chocolate.
Wow.
How does it not melt?
Great. I know, right?
And we went to explore M&M World. See? Look, M&M World. And we got a little M&M's from M&M World.
Oh, cute.
Where's...
Nice.
Yeah, we took a picture at the Red Hand, and we got a donut at the Hello Kitty Cafe. Walking around 94 degrees weather, I feel like you don't get burnt, see? Mm-hmm. Do not get burnt. Walking around 94 degrees
weather,
don't get burnt. But look, there's a cooling fountain. I mean, you can't go mm-hmm. naked. You know, you just, like, touch the fountain. Look. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, touch the fountain.
Oh. Like,
it is so cold there. Look at that.
That's so cute.
That little truck, it's the line is so long.
The line is very long.
See, what do you think of M&M World? It's literally mm-hmm. 4 floors, but we just didn't go to the 3rd and 4th floor. So we went to pretty much half of M&M World. Look, there's mm-hmm. even closed for August. Look. There's clothes for August.
Oh, that's cute. Did you buy something?
Well, it doesn't fit him. Well, we just got a little M&M because everything in there is overpriced. There was this special black and gray M&Ms for $19.
Yeah.
Too much. Yeah, we made vlogs every night. And we went to 3 buffets. Mm-hmm. I miss the soup. Once you come home, you miss the American food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we watched some K-pop videos. And then day 3 rolls around. Or I think it's day 3. Now we're on to day 3. We went to the Strat. You want to Google the Strat so you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The top of the tower. It's like the sky view in the sky tree in Tokyo. She said it's taller than the sky tree in Tokyo.
You're right. That's crazy.
Like I said, in the car, some people like bungee jump. Mm-hmm. And this guy chickened out and then did the bungee jump and wasted his money. We get to watch people do bungee jump.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the view. See, look, that's the Adventure Dome Circus. Wow. See, look, you see the red thing?
Oh.
Straight to that dome, literally. We made a vlog with Elaine. We made 2 vlogs with Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there was some drama mm-hmm. at the Strat. They accidentally double charged us because we went to the wrong line. Whoops. So we had to fix it. So we had to wait an extra hour because they double charged us.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, I need to tell you something really, really funny. I'll tell you. In the computer. It's hard to show on the phone. Just look up the Strat hours.
What is it?
Look up the Strat hours.
Strat?
Yeah, the Strat Vegas hours. Oh, no, you have to click it. Wait, is this the correct place?
The Stratosphere?
I mean...
Wow, to 2 a.m. That's crazy.
No. This is wrong. This is not the right one. Go back. You have to go to the official website.
This one?
Yeah, this is the official website. Yeah, I guess. I need to show you something really funny. Yes, the iPod. You had to write by tickets.
To 1 a.m.
What? This is... Well, there was this thing. I don't know what click, but...
Mm-hmm.
How about I show you on a Word document? I need to show you something funny. Pull up a Word document. I need to type.
Well, you need to type it?
So it's better to explain. Or, I don't know, I'll just type it into my notes.
Oh, yeah, into notes.
You're going to LOL.
Wow.
See, look, they typed it like this, like Monday, Tuesday. There was this space. You see there's a space? There's a space. Did you see there's a space? Like that. There's a space.
Oh, yeah.
My mom read it incorrectly as 12 p.m., but it actually opened at 2 p.m., so we ended up going there at 12 p.m. We had to wait 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
What do you think is your live reaction to this pod?
Dude, what do you think? Crazy. That's crazy.
Do you think Elaine solved my mom? You need to get your glasses or what?
I know.
What do you think?
This is crackling up. Auntie Lane's vision needs to be checked a little bit.
No, she did bring her glasses. She just forgot to wear when she was checking the hours.
Right.
And we trust that she checks the correct hours because our mom's usually the checker out. She checks the buffet and the swimming pool, and she got all the other hours for the swimming pool correct and the buffet correct. Only this one?
Yeah.
So guess what? We look so awkward. We got there at 12 p.m. and we're like, why is it not open? They're like, oh, you read it wrong. We actually opened at 2 p.m. I'm like, what? It's a space. We told her it's a space, but it kind of did look like a 12 p.m., right? Why they should have done a slash, right? Instead of like a straight slash, like the slanted slash.
Yeah.
So guess how we did for 2 hours? Elaine slept on the sky. So we just went to the observation sky deck. Oh yeah. Before that we waited for Elaine came at nighttime. Like she came at 10:30. We just stayed up for her. That's how late she came.
Oh wow.
She should have came at 10:30 AM instead of PM. So yeah. Like 2 days. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. But before I get distracted, yeah, we went to the swimming pool 2 times. The first time, we did river pool a lot, and it was heated.
Mm-hmm.
We even did tag, water tag, and my mom taught us to be the breaststroke and backstroke. We did water tag, and we made some swimming pool vlogs. Mm-hmm. We got to listen to Nicki Minaj and loud music, and then go back to the river pool. We go back to the hotel and shower together.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, we just did the river pool. We had no time. It was the last day. The other days, we didn't have time for the pool the other days because we were so busy doing stuff and going to shows and stuff.
Yep.
Well, what do you think? Imagine when we tell your mom and dad this story. Like 12 p.m., 10 p.m. What would you do if you were in my situation? You were literally that like, what? We had to wait 2 hours for it to open at 2 p.m. We were there at 12 p.m.
Dude, that's crazy. 2 hours.
2 hours.
Wow.
Think about now. Now it's caught on this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, back to the Strat story. So we went, at least they said the rides don't open until 2 p.m but you can stay and wait in the observation deck for 2 hours. So at least we had something to do, but you know, we can't just watch people skydive or and just sleep and go on the phone. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually a snack store, a souvenir store, but we just got snacks because the souvenirs are overpriced. I mean, like, yeah. I got a little keychain from Hershey's Nintendo World for like $10. You know how that little replica of the Strat Tower, it's this small and it was $12. It's only this small.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So when the rides finally opened, we went on the green seesaw ride first. It was way too hot. And I shouldn't have listened to my mom. My mom said, I'm scared you guys, this hat's gonna fall off the ride and fall down off the tower. But we didn't listen. And I was like, it was 110 degrees, you know, heat rises. It was so hot. So we told our dad, can you go back, get a spray fan, and get our hats and stuff? So he did. And he filmed us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a drop tower on top of the Strat too. And we went to the drop tower next. It was more fun than the seesaw ride though. So, and then after that, we went, took an Uber to the Wynn Hotel. We ate at the Wynn Buffet, and it looks so fancy. It looks like a Cirque Candyland Buffet. It was fancy. It looked like Candyland Buffet.
Oh, wow.
The other one, we went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and the other one was MGM Buffet. I know it's a little bit out of order. So yes. After the Wynn Buffet, we went to see the show. What's the show at the Wynn? Oh, my gosh. How could I forget? It's called The Awakening. Pretty much The Awakening, it's pretty much like Ariel and Snow White mixed together.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can even Google The Awakening. It literally looks like Ariel and Snow White mixed together.
So what's it called?
The Awakening Show.
Dang. That's cool.
Yeah. Except her name is not Ariel, her name is Io.
Wow.
The red hair girl. And your dad kept mixing Misaki. She kept calling Natsumi your name. It was so funny.
Bye.
And she kept calling me Elaine. And he kept calling me Elaine. Is that funny?
That's so funny.
And then we made a joke that we saw Kiara's mom at the Awakening. But the main character was Io, though.
Oh.
And then we went back to our hotel and got ready to go to name night. You know, Elaine's view has a much better view than our room view, but like, we only got Elaine's room for like 2 nights. And you know, my mom snores, like I said, she snores like this. She's not like. And I was so irritated that one. I was like, oh, how am I going to survive my day? But I survived my day. And like you said, there's stuff that people drink to wake you up anyway. The night routine and the morning routine, I get.
I couldn't wake Natsumi up to go to the pool show. I even used an air horn and she still didn't wake up. I had to use 3 air horns to wake Natsumi up. Uh-huh. Can you believe it? 3 air horns to wake up Natsumi.
Yeah.
Wow. Then the next day rolls around. Day 4, we went to Adventure Dome. So, you want to look up Adventure Dome so you know what I'm talking about? Give yourself a visual. We went on almost all the rides at Adventure Dome except for the pirate ship. The pirate ship was not open. And when Natsumi was driving me on the bumper cars, I had to only grab the wheel 2 times. Your dad's like, wow, is she really this bad at driving?
I know. Well, I mean, Natsumi, yeah. If she's sisters with me.
So, Adventure Dome, I feel like I must add a real carnival circus. And where do we go after Adventure Dome? We went to Rainforest Cafe. Did I tell you the story?
Wow, Rainforest Cafe. That sounds cool. Do they actually have, like, real animals?
No, fake animals. We pretended it was Natsumi's birthday to get... Didn't your parents tell you we pretended it was Natsumi's birthday so we could get free stuff, and it worked.
Yay!
It worked. We got free photo shoot, free cake, free keychain. But they didn't even say happy birthday. Say happy birthday to Natsumi, so we just sang it by ourselves.
Wow.
So, we can pull off a fake birthday, OMG, to get free stuff.
Honestly, that's so smart. Like, do what you can to each.
Yes. And, yeah, what did we order? And I just ordered all the kids' menu, even though I'm not a kid, but I save a lot of money that way. Is that funny? I ordered off the kids' menu, even though I'm not a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, day number 5 rolls around. We decided the last day we're gonna go to Town Square and watch the Mario movie. Of course, my mom fell asleep during the Mario movie and started snoring. What a waste of money.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, but not to be woke. We had 3 minutes later, so I'm not wasting my... Well, technically, I wasted the 3 minutes of... I wasted 3 minutes of money if I fall asleep. But at least not to be woke me. I'm glad Natsumi woke me so I didn't miss the whole movie. But
yeah.
Town Square. And what do you think of Natsumi's weird poses at Town Square?
Is that... Yes. I think she wanted to be aesthetic, but she failed.
Okay. There's a little kiddie park at Town Square. And I was like, oh my god, we can take August to that kiddie park when he comes here. So in between all the shows and walking, you know, we just rested in the hotel in between.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And I let Natsumi do my makeup on the last day. I looked in the mirror. It literally looks like a little 3-year-old did my makeup, but I still liked it. I let Natsumi do my eyeshadow. And we decided to go to the crepe store at the bottom of our hotel at the food court. And we got Häagen-Dazs after swimming, every time we went swimming, we got Häagen-Dazs. We shared Häagen-Dazs ice cream, like coconut flavor, raspberry sorbet flavor, Rocky Road, mango. And guess how much this crepe was?
$20.
Yes.
Oh my god. This is so crazy.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much all. And then fly home. Thanks for picking us up at the airport.
Of course, bro. That's because you gotta drop off your stuff.
Yes. I found out how to download Google videos from Google Photos. Finally found out how to download. Took me forever to find. Figure it out. But at least I figured it out. See? At least I figured out how to download it.
Yep, you did. Good job, Megano.
Yeah, and that's pretty much our trip. Should we talk about the morning routine? Well, you know, my morning routine, that's the morning routine. Morning is... How come Natsumi doesn't even wake up to my air horns?
Yeah,
I tell her to wake up. 15 minutes later, didn't wake up. My mom was like, try it again. Use the air horn. And we got to see Allegiant Stadium. Who's going to perform at Allegiant Stadium next year in Las Vegas? That's where the Super Bowl is going to be, Allegiant Stadium. Who do you think is going to perform at Allegiant Stadium? Honestly, the hotel, I mean, the roller coaster at nighttime, it's much more fun than going to roller coaster than because at night, and you get to see the top roller coaster, you get to see the view.
Yeah.
And when I was so excited. And the roller coaster, they had, like, loud music and green lights. It's like we're at an actual club, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much our vacation. Well, I didn't
that
have
sounds
to type.
Like so much fun.
I didn't have to type all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's better to like speak everything.
I don't know. Maybe they have a different site for mobile phones and the computer. That's why I couldn't show you the when they wrote it like this.
Oh yeah.
Maybe them because she checked on the phone. Mm-hmm. But I honestly, what do you think we would have done in the 2 hours if we weren't waiting at the observation deck? I mean, looking at the view for 2 hours at the observation deck, I mean, you can't get that back anyway. You can't get that back anyway, right? You can't get that back anyway, waiting for 2 hours at the observation deck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the elevator go up, it goes 21 miles per hour. Literally, your ears pop.
Uh-huh.
Is it that, like, at Tokyo Skytree, your ears pop when you go on the roller, I mean, the elevator to go up? Let me Google Tokyo Skytree.
Yeah.
Is it really called Tokyo Skytree? Oh. It's... Oh, man. It is called Tokyo Skytree. Is the elevator go too fast? Does the elevator go too fast at Tokyo Skytree?
Not really. Like, you can feel the pressure, and it's kind of weird, but, like... It's okay.
Why is it called Sky Tree? Oh, it's the lily tree in the sky. What if you're scared of heights? Wait, is it really the world's tallest tower? I thought the Strat is taller than Tokyo Sky Tree.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. You have to, like, search up on the internet which one is it.
Okay. But I want to show you the rides at the Strat. Can you look up the Strat rides? Would you go on the Strat rides?
Yes, I would.
Did you see it? I mean, you saw the green seesaw.
No, I did.
Drop zone, yeah.
Yes. I want to go on the drop zone. I would. Like, I really want thrilling things, and even if it's scary, like, I want to do
it. And our dad was vlogging the whole thing on his GoPro.
That's so
funny.
Do you
want to look at Natsumi's reaction? What's that so you can think of a reaction like 10 years old? He has this GoPro, but how come the GoPro camera, you can only see your videos when you plug it into the computer thing? I'm like, that's not cool. It's not like a regular camera.
That is not cool, yeah.
That's pretty much our vacation. Mm. So, yay. I'm so glad I didn't have to type up all of that stuff. Up. And I took lots of pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And Natsumi needs help with her bra still. She still needs help wearing her bra.
Oh, yeah. Her bra. She does, I think.
Yeah. And look forward to the next trip. Well, Tokyo. Why does this look like the Eiffel Tower? But it's called Tokyo Skytree.
Yes.
The world's tallest tower. Wow. It says at 634 meters.
Mm-hmm.
How many meters? The Strat.
Oh, my dad's back, I think. Because I hear him.
Oh, it's... Tokyo Skytree is 2 times. It's like, no, the Strat is only 350 meters, and Tokyo Skytree is 634 meters. So, whoa, that's like double the size of the Strat. What if I think I would freak out. I think I would have a fear of heights.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad.
Is there rides at the top of the Tokyo Tower? I mean, the Tokyo Skytree, like, there's a ride at the top of the Strat? Is there? Is there rides at the top of Tokyo Skytree? Just like there's rides at the top of the Strat?
Oh, no, there isn't.
Oh.
Yeah, sadly.
What is there to do then?
You look at the... Sometimes they have collaboration cafes, so like you can eat at the cafe there, but it's really just for like seeing the thing. Seeing the view.
Ooh. Oh, got you. That's it. Oh, yeah. Got you. Well, at least I didn't have to type that, but I might actually still type it out on the Word document anyway. I'm glad and guess what? My dad's GoPro camera, it's waterproof, so I get to vlog Natsumi go under the waterfall. There's a soft waterfall and a hard waterfall at the swimming pool. What if he wants to see your reaction with?
Yeah.
Except my dad has to email the clips and stuff. And
oh,
it's like we're taking a shower. You know, the hard waterfall, we go under, it's literally like taking a shower.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's pretty much it. So that's our vacation. And now we have the podcast too. For the memory. The best part was calling Daisy when me and Elaine and Natsumi were together in the bed together forever. Yeah. So yeah.
That's it. Signing off.
Signing off.
Yeah.